okay, I'll come home. It's Noah Milan with DJ Kosher on The Drive, this one called I'm Right Here. Well, right here on The Drive with me this afternoon is one of the commissioners at the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, Geraldine from the CCMA, and today she's going to be chatting to us about sexual harassment in the workplace. Geraldine, good afternoon and welcome to The Drive.
Good afternoon, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good.
Geraldine, let's get straight into business on The Drive this afternoon. Can you tell us, what is sexual harassment?
So sexual harassment is basically any form of unwelcome sexual behavior. So it takes the form of behavior that's offensive, it's humiliating, it's intimidating. Most importantly, it's against the law because it creates a hostile working environment. So it can be verbal, it can be physical, and it can also be online.
All right. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a scenario here at the Geraldine. What happens, all right, if you're in a circumstance where you previously had a relationship with a coworker, but you've broken up and now this person is making sexual advances? Is this considered sexual harassment?
It's not considered sexual harassment. So the fact that you previously, maybe you didn't have a relationship, maybe you just exchanged some banter in the workplace and you used to joke around, but now you feel uncomfortable. So anything that makes you feel uncomfortable within the workplace, so even if you've broken up, it will be considered as sexual harassment. So anything that crosses any boundary that you're not comfortable with, it will be considered as sexual harassment.
And what happens in a situation where your boss approaches you and makes suggestive remarks, though he never actually physically touches you? What should you do before you have been sexually harassed?
So the thing is, the misconception usually there is people think that sexual harassment, there must be physical contact. But sexual harassment goes beyond physical contact. So even comments are also a form of sexual harassment. So if you make suggestive remarks, or because there's a difference between making, like just giving a person a general compliment, like, oh, you're looking nice today, and somebody making a very suggestive remark. So even if it's your boss, the moment he makes a suggestive remark that makes you feel uncomfortable and is unwelcome, then it's a form of sexual harassment.
Geraldine,
so what he's saying is it must be unwelcome.
Sorry, yeah. So what steps is an employer supposed to take when a case of sexual harassment is brought to his or her attention?
So the moment it's brought to the attention, they're supposed to lodge an investigation where they basically gather as much information. And when they do that, they're also supposed to then hold a meeting with the perpetrator. So depending on the gravity of the offense or the sexual harassment, then they'll hold a disciplinary inquiry, and then thereafter, they'll either give you a warning, sign a written warning, and if it's very serious, great, if it goes into sexual assault, then it will be to termination of employment.
And then just the last one, when are you supposed to approach the CCMA with a sexual harassment case? When would be the right time to do that?
So let's say you reported your complaint to a colleague, or your human resources and source advice and support, and nothing's been done, then if you're not satisfied, then you must approach the CCMA, and you've got a 6-month window to do so.
All right. Well, Geraldine from the CCMA, she's one of the commissioners. Thank you very much for your time on The Drive this afternoon. Take care, and hopefully we'll chat soon sometime.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for having me. Algoa FM.